When Native American tribes put land into trust with the federal government, it gives it special status. It's not subject to most local and state laws. It's not taxed either. These lands in the lower 48 are commonly known as Indian country. And for decades, Alaska tribes weren't able to do this. The Department of Interior cited 1971's Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act as the reason. That's the legislation that set up regional Native corporations. Some of Alaska's 200-plus tribal organizations feel left out of that deal.
We did not receive land from the federal government, so we're kind of at a loss to our Aboriginal land claims.
Ivan Ansaluski is the Nanilchik Village Tribe's top official. About a year ago, the traditional council got a federal grant to run a public bus service. It serves the Kenai Peninsula.
Basically running from Nanilchik down to Homer and up to Soldotna and Kenai.
The tribe decided to put its bus garage into trust. That would exempt it from local and state taxes and potentially unlock further federal money.
It just simply made a lot of sense. This is a piece of property that would work well and could be well-suited for the land into trust application.
The tribe had reason to be optimistic. After more than a decade of litigation, the Bureau of Indian Affairs began accepting lands into trust applications from Alaska tribes in 2014. 3 years later, the Craig Tribal Association on Prince of Wales Island made history by becoming the first, and so far only, one to be successful. That was in January 2017. President Trump was inaugurated a week later. That meant new appointees running the Department of Interior and Bureau of Indian Affairs. And then, this June, tribes were notified the rule was being withdrawn, pending further review. Anchorage attorney Lloyd Miller helped sue the Department of Interior. That eventually opened the way for Alaska's tribes to put lands into trust. He's disappointed it didn't last.
The White House has made it clear that anything associated with President Obama is to be questioned and presumptively reversed. And the White House has taken that to heart. The agencies have taken it to heart. And this is certainly part of that directive.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs released a list of trust applications from tribes, but did not otherwise respond to requests for comment. It's unclear where Governor Bill Walker's administration stands. It's fallen in line with the previous administration in opposing Alaska tribes from establishing sovereign trust lands. Alaska Native leaders that advise Walker recently met over the federal government's sudden U-turn. Melissa Borton chairs the governor's Tribal Advisory Council. She said the feeling among that group is that when it comes to putting lands into trust, the so-called Alaska exception is unfair.
If tribes feel the need and see the importance in putting that land into trust, then they should have that opportunity just like every other tribe in the nation has. We should not be treated differently than the lower 48 tribes.
In the meantime, Alaska Native tribes have invested thousands of dollars in their applications. Ansaluski in Nanilchik said the outlook is uncertain.
There's a long time that goes into these applications, and it's definitely frustrating to see something potentially hold that up right at the end.
That's not quite the end of the story. This month, the Bureau of Indian Affairs sent a letter to tribal leaders saying it would hold consultations with Alaska tribes and take public comment over the issue. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.